The Enbridge Corporation pipelines would carry oil from Superior to Delavan, while a smaller north-flowing pipe carries a product to dilute petroleum. Both would be along an existing pipeline corridor. They would cross more than 200 rivers or streams and about 75 miles of wetlands. And during construction, several thousand acres of land, including some river banks, would be disturbed. The Wisconsin DNR and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are reviewing the project. The state has done what's called an environmental assessment, a fairly common type of analysis. But four environmental groups have asked for a more extensive review, called an environmental impact statement. Lori Grant is with the River Alliance of Wisconsin. She says the environmental assessment takes a very general approach to waterway crossings.
And we feel that given the broad differences in soil types and stream types and wetland types throughout the stretch of this project, that a one-size-fits-all approach just does not work.
Grant concedes that an environmental impact statement can be more expensive and take more time, but she says the EIS is the best way to get a full range of information on the table. She says Enbridge has had spills and leaks at some of its other pipelines around the U.S. DNR Energy Office Director Dave Siebert says waterway crossings are an important issue, and that pipeline companies are sometimes told to make adjustments.
Examples would be allowing less cutting of right-of-way to do the work, different techniques for crossing the streams, maybe additional erosion control measures. There's a whole toolbox of methods that we can apply as permit conditions.
Siebert says the DNR has received a number of comments about the Enbridge case. The agency may make some permit recommendations by the end of the week. The DNR only does one or two environmental impact statements per year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.